This is a CKTZ News Update. Slow to catch on. The Strathcona Regional District, which includes Cortez Island, has amped up its wood stove exchange program, which launched in 2017. The aim is to reduce wood stove usage as a primary heat source in rural communities. Negative impact from smoke and particulate on the environment and lung health is well documented. The SRD's Senior Manager of Community Services, Aniko Nelson, says a few dozen residents have so far made use of the opportunity, but with alternative heat sources becoming more widely available, the wood stove exchange program has broadened.
There's actually offers now, which is really exciting for some of our residents, where we can actually provide incentives for those that are not only replacing wood to wood, but also wood to natural gas or propane or pellet stoves, and also wood to heat pump. That's actually been quite exciting for some of our residents. Just started actually in September of this year with the new incentives. We have approximately, I think, about $6,000 remaining in our funds for the exchange. And if you're exchanging wood to wood, that would offer $300. And if you're changing out to natural gas, propane, or pellet stoves, $500. And wood to heat pump offer of $750 in rebate. Certainly now with the new incentives, we're actually starting to see more interest in the program. It seems as though some people are keen to replace wood with other heat sources. When we initially started, we were looking at, you know, maybe just changing out to more efficient wood burning wood stoves. The overall goal of the program is really to reduce neighborhood wood smoke, but we've seen people now moving more towards other heat sources and maybe more, you know, efficient sources of heat. So we actually have just rebated our first heat pump actually today. So that, like I said earlier, that's just been approved as of September of this year. So yeah, so we're super excited for that. And hopefully, you know, when people understand that the program has expanded and there's more options, we'll see more interest.
And what prompted the program in the first place?
So I think overall, the board, the SRD board, recognizes, you know, the need for alternate heat sources, certainly, you know, in our more rural areas where, you know, sometimes options are limited. So we are well aware of, you know, the amount of residents that are using wood heat as their primary heat source. That being said, looking at, you know, environmental impacts and, you know, the pollution from wood smoke, hoping to at least help alleviate some of, you know, those pressures from the existing wood stoves, you know, some incentive for our residents to at least upgrade those wood stoves. And now, you know, with the new options out there, maybe turning to some of the other heat sources that are available and still really effective for our really rural and remote communities.
For several years, the BC Lung Association has sounded the alarm about the impact of wood stoves on human health. They're partners in the Wood Stove Exchange Program. However, rural areas are subject to power outages, especially in winter months. And Nelson acknowledges that alternative heat sources often depend on electricity.
But I think anything that we can do to, you know, help reduce impacts on respiratory disease is, you know, of value here. For this incentive, I mean, you do actually have to replace out your wood stove to either, you know, a newer wood stove or some alternative. But certainly, you know, propane and pellet would be an option for those rural remote communities where power outages, you know, are common during our winter storm events and where there may not be natural gas available. So I think at this time, our rural residents can look at either upgrading wood to wood with more efficient stoves, or they could potentially look to propane or pellet that wouldn't be as impacted during our winter months.
With more incentives and heating options on the market, Nelson feels the Wood Stove Exchange Program is gaining traction as visible efforts are made to inform rural communities about potential benefits, and she's optimistic it'll be extended.
We're hopeful that the program will be renewed for an additional year. If, in fact, we've expended the funds for this year, our board has most recently been super keen to renew and continue the program. So, you know, provided the, you know, Clean Air Environmental Standard Branch through the Ministry of Environment and the Lung Association provides that as an option, I can see us continuing the program into 2023 and beyond, again, provided that that is an option.
With rebates now ranging from $300 to $750 and more awareness and uptake, the Strathcona Regional District feels the Wood Stove Exchange Initiative is helping to improve air quality for all citizens throughout the region. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.